Good evening. I'm Brian Hackney.
I'm Juliette Goodrich, and right now we are on fire watch. We're tracking multiple wildfires. They're burning right now.
At this hour, evacuations underway in Solano County for a fast-moving wildfire. That one north of Vacaville. Solano County Emergency Services officials say there is an immediate threat to life in the area, and they have issued those evacuation orders. The area has affected all of Quail Canyon Road, Pleasant Valley Road from Quail Canyon to Highway 128 and west to the county line. That fire's burned more than 100 acres, and it is 0% contained. And up in Mendocino County, evacuation orders have been lifted for that 36-acre Owens fire. That blaze broke out yesterday afternoon east of Highway 1, about 4 miles south of Point Arena. Fire is now 20% contained and no damage has been reported.
Embers from a grass fire in San Jose are blowing onto nearby homes. It is all happening at Tourist Road and Yerba Buena Road, and that is right next to Hellyer County Park. Firefighters have stopped the forward progress of the blaze. It burned 4 acres.
Really what's kicking us here is the high winds. We've got a really strong north wind throughout San Jose, and that's created fire problems for us.
Okay, and in Richmond, crews are mopping up a warehouse fire at the Chevron refinery in Richmond. And this is along Hensley Street. The fire started at around 2:30, creating heavy smoke as fire crews tried to knock it down. There's no word yet on the cause. A couple of hours before the fire started, dozens of protesters rallied outside the Chevron Richmond refinery. They gathered to draw attention to what they call toxic pollutants coming from the refinery, and that is harming Bay Area communities, they say.
Chevron is more responsible for more global greenhouse gas emissions than any investor-owned oil company in the history of the world. So we are talking about a company that has contributed more to climate change than any other oil company.
We reached out to Chevron for a response to the protesters' claims. We have not heard back yet.
And new at 6, no shortage of problems facing the city of Oakland and its residents right now.
Yes, sprawling homeless encampments, runaway crime, the list goes on. And the city is now giving residents a chance to come up with solutions.
Devin Feely sat down with Oakland Mayor Libby Schaff.
Consider the challenges facing the city of Oakland. Crime, homelessness, illegal dumping, perennial problems that can seem intractable, Herculean, insurmountable, pick your adjective. The city is giving citizens a chance to tackle these thorny issues and succeed perhaps where others have failed.
The idea is people've got the best ideas. Government cannot do this alone. So we're inviting our residents to weigh in on their ideas on how to fix some of Oakland's most vexing problems.
It's called Oakland City Challenge. It's the intersection of civic engagement, innovation, grassroots government, and let's be honest, a healthy dose of desperation. Last year, Oakland had its highest number of murders in a decade, 134 lives lost. Residents routinely complain that crime feels rampant and unchecked, and that the police department, with fewer than 700 sworn officers, is underfunded and overmatched.
I could understand people saying, wait a second. Didn't I vote for you to be the problem solver in chief?
Good leaders not only come up with their own ideas, they get other people's good ideas and implement them. And that's what we're going to do.
City Challenge, however, is not just an abstract exercise. The top 6 proposals will get funding and help from city staff to turn their idea into reality. It's a chance to get off the sidelines, to do more than just gripe about problems, and to actually come up with potential solutions.
The city of Oakland is always in a moment of challenge. Certainly police staffing has been a big issue. And I, for one, have been so dissatisfied with 911 response. People should have a response when they call.
Devin Feely, KPIX 5.
Fremont police are investigating a fatal pedestrian collision that happened early this morning. Just after midnight, a pedestrian was hit by a car while crossing Mission Boulevard at Sullivan Underpass. Driver pulled over, called for help, but the pedestrian was eventually pronounced dead at the scene. Also early this morning in Oakland, one person is dead after a wrong-way driver caused a head-on collision on Highway 24 headed eastbound. Crash happened just west of Claremont Avenue at about 2 in the morning.
Police are trying to identify a woman accused of sexually assaulting a 17-year-old boy at Piedmont High School. Police released these photos of a woman who is a person of interest in this case. Officers say the teen boy was assaulted near the gym between 3:30 and 4:40 p.m. on Thursday. If you recognize this person, contact Piedmont Police.
New at 6, Napa County Vineyards on alert tonight for a moth that can damage or destroy grapevines. Moth is called the Western Grape Leaf Skeletonizer, and the name is kind of an indication that it means business. An insect trapper discovered that moth last week in Pope Valley in northern Napa County. Experts say the moth can eat grape leaves and damage fruit, and that leads to fungal infestation. This is a picture of the skeletonizer moth. It was last seen in Napa 4 years ago, and the county says it might have come to California from Arizona or New Mexico back in the 1940s, so they're going to set traps up within a mile from where it was detected.
Another example of the challenges COVID-19 keeps bringing to small businesses in the Bay Area. A woman who owns a San Francisco plant store says after 10 years, she's just weeks away from closing her doors.
KPX5's Sean Chitness has more on her struggles to try to stay open in a tough economy.
Why do I love plants? They're beautiful. They take such good care of us. They don't complain.
For Michelle Reed, it's not just about the products she sells, but the customers who buy from her.
The most interesting people come into the store, and that's something that I'll totally miss.
But like so many other small businesses, the pandemic keeps creating problems with no solution in sight.
For us, we're still dealing with the effects of COVID.
Plants became popular during lockdown, so the price went up, while availability went down. Spending and shopping habits only add to the difficulty to keep roots open by herself at this location on Van Ness in San Francisco.
Without, I guess, a huge influx or winning the lottery, I will probably close in probably a week and a half or 2 weeks.
Reed says a loan program from the Small Business Association was one of her last hopes, and it just ended.
I don't want to turn this into a negative for me. You know, I love this store, so I'd rather just quit on high note, I guess.
Just wanted to do anything that we could to, you know, help her situation, help keep this institution alive.
But before Roots closes its doors, a friend who also does business with Reed hopes to keep the store around for another day.
She's just like a really great person, a true, like, kind person, and I thought this could help her get her back on her feet and continue her passion for plants.
A confidence builder for Reed as she prepares for the final days of her business, unsure if the online fundraiser will be enough after struggling to find financial help for the past 5 months.
I guess as you get older, you want less drama in your life. So you gravitate towards pets and plants.
Her love for plants will always be there. And even if her dream store comes to an end, she still would encourage others to start their own.
Everyone should do it. It's scary, but do it. Why not? What's the worst that can happen?
Reporting in San Francisco, Sean Chitness, KPIX 5.
San Mateo County is seeing a jump in the number of people without a permanent roof over their head. In fact, this year, Point in Time survey revealed a 20% increase in homelessness since the last count 3 years ago. About 700 of those people have space in shelters or interim housing. The rest are living in cars or outside. Tonight, police in the East Bay are searching for three men they say pistol whipped and robbed a woman in El Cerrito. It happened just before 11 last night near the El Cerrito Del Norte BART station. Investigators say the suspects forced the woman into their car, beat her, then stole her belongings. She was taken to the hospital.
Other news tonight, you've heard about that shortage of baby formula. Well, now an international shipment of it is set to leave for the U.S. tomorrow. And with young babies now being hospitalized because of the shortage of formulas, couldn't happen at a better time.
Yeah, an estimated 1.5 million bottles of infant formula are currently being packed into cargo planes at the Rheinstein Air Base in Germany. According to the Biden administration, the 132 pallets of formula are expected to hit the shelves as soon as Monday. It is adding a slight sense of relief to a growing serious problem.
Come in dehydrated, you give them IV fluids, and we can give them nutrition by vein, but that's not a long-term solution.
This week, the Biden administration announced plans to ease restrictions on the formula imports. In the meantime, scammers are taking advantage of desperate parents, including one that we profiled this week. Keely Aguilar's daughter, Natalia, she was born with a very rare disease, and she relies on a specific formula to survive. Her mom thought she found a reliable seller online, but then ended up spending $250 and getting nothing in return.
Well, I thought, okay, that sounds great. I'm happy to pay this reduced amount for this formula, and the shipping is what we had agreed to. So I sent the money, and then their Facebook page was gone. So it was pretty upsetting.
But she has also experienced the good in people. She says plenty of local moms and families are now reaching out to help her. San Francisco's Archbishop has barred House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from receiving communion at churches in the diocese because of her support for abortion rights. He issued the directive in an open letter. Now, the Archbishop previously sent a letter to Speaker Pelosi warning her this could happen. He spoke about it on a podcast called Behind the Story.
But more recently, with her advocacy for codifying the Roe decision in federal law, it's becoming more and more extreme and more aggressive. And I've been trying to speak with her about this.
Speaker Pelosi has not responded publicly. However, last September, she addressed the friction between the two over the Women's Health Protection Act, which would have protected abortion access.
The Archbishop of the city of that area of San Francisco and I have a disagreement about who should decide this. I believe that God has given us a free will to honor our responsibilities.
The Archbishop of Santa Rosa says he will also honor the directive, and we have posted a link to the Archbishop's full letter on KPIX.com.
A major milestone for NASA, more than 2 years in the making. Watch.
Boeing Starliner spacecraft completes its historic first docking to the International Space Station.
Well, that kind of summed it up. Boeing Starliner docked at the ISS for the first time yesterday. That spacecraft designed to eventually ferry astronauts to the space station launched from Florida on Thursday night. The test mission did have a few hiccups on its way, but its backup system resolved it.
Pain at the pump is getting worse. California gas prices have now hit a new record high. And today, the average cost of a regular gallon of gas, $6.06. It's worse in San Francisco, $6.29. The national average now stands at $4.59 a gallon. AAA says all 50 states are paying at least $4. We did ask a UC Berkeley expert when we could see some relief, please.
The best guess is we're going to see a gradual drift down of gasoline prices, not to where they were before the pandemic, and certainly not to where they were during the pandemic when we saw record low prices, but much lower than they are right now.
Thanks so much for watching us. We'll be back here at 11.
Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. Have a good evening.